ideas that underpinned an empire. The public were fascinated, but also troubled by what they saw. What bothered them was that this was the work of an African society, and almost everybody in the 19th century believed that Africans lacked the technical skills needed to produce great art and the cultural sophistication needed to appreciate it. It was, in fact, widely believed that the people of the Dark Continent had no history and no culture and were incapable of generating this thing called civilization. These reliefs that so disturbed the Victorians are the Benin bronzes. They're now regarded as one of Africa's greatest treasures. Created from the 16th century onwards in the ancient West African kingdom, they record Benin's great kings, her wealth, her military power, and the history that Africans were supposed to lack.
I've been coming to see these works of art my whole life. I was first brought to see them when I was just a little boy by my family. I've spent hours and hours over the years standing here looking at them, and as someone born in Africa, feeling a strong sense of connection to them. But despite all their beauty, they are, to me, tragic works of art because they are loaded with a sense of loss. And that's because today they're not in Nigeria among the people whose ancestors made them. They're here in London, in the British Museum.
The Benin bronzes came to Britain as the spoils of an act of plunder. In 1897, British colonial forces attacked Benin City. It was an act of revenge for the ambush of an earlier British expedition. They deposed the king, the Oba, Ovanramwen, sent him into exile, and burned his palace to the ground. They looted the brass plaques and statues that once decorated the palace walls, took them back to London, and sold them off. Some were put on display in the British Museum,